The wheat and barley harvest is underway throughout most areas of North Dakota, and producers are starting to find some quality issues in the crops. So just with fellow farmers and other people you've been talking with, Dennis, what are we hearing from the countryside as far as quality is concerned?
Well, we got a little bit of everything going on this year, actually. I'm getting reports from some areas, actually right in my backyard here, some excellent wheat. Decent protein, nice test weight, moisture, 14 area, it's not bad at all. But there's just areas where the rain and the weather was a factor and came at the wrong time. And, we've got some falling number problems. We've got sprout damage problems, vomitoxin, ergot. There's just a little bit of everything going on in places.
So where are we seeing some of these hot spots pop up for quality issues?
Southeast North Dakota is where I've heard about some ergot. The big barley issues is two-row barley. The malt industry is wanting to transition to two-row, and two-row barleys are Genesis and Synergies. They're very hot for sprout, and in just a few days of rainy weather, it can get sprout damage going. I've heard reports of 100% sprout damage on some Synergy. I mean, it's ugly.
So, Dennis, help me understand, whether it be for ergot, vomitoxin, sprouting, what number is too much where basically there's no going back and it's pretty serious?
Well, the malt industry, they like a 95, 96 germ or better, and if it's under that, they're struggling with that. And also when you get into that lower germ, the shelf life on that barley drops fast. So, it's just, that's the main issues there. You get into the wheat, higher VOMs and stuff, put it in a bin, maybe the market later on can blend. Blending is a job that's the grain companies are good at, and you take good wheat from one part of the country and some poor wheat from the other part, and you get them blended off, you can make a lot of stuff whole, but all that stuff takes time.
I know you do some grain handling and cleaning and that sort of thing, and what options do farmers have when it comes, you said there wasn't much success with the falling, but, with maybe some lower vomitoxin or ergot numbers, are there options for a farmer to maybe try to get this clean?
Ergot depends on the size of the ergot. A lot of times we can clean that stuff down. But the problem is all this stuff comes with a cost. And I mean, when we got low grain price right now, it's just really a struggle to, pay the cost of cleaning when the stuff's not worth very much. It's just, hopefully when we get into this winter, prices will appreciate a little bit and you can afford to spend some time and money on this stuff to make it whole again. But, right now it's hate to say it, but put it in the bin and move on and deal with it later.
And so, Dennis, if we can jump back to, harvest, I know you said your son's been taking off a little bit of barley, and how is your harvest on your farm looking so far?
Well, it's good for us so far. We had some rye, we got that off, and it was dry. We're cleaning that up. That's going to cover crop market. Right now we're on a variety of barley here that's also going to the cover crop market. I got a germ running on it right now. Hopefully our germ is going to be okay. It's a 6-row barley, so that's less prone to sprout. Just spayed out some peas here yesterday, so hopefully next week here we'll get into some pea harvest, and that's what's happening around here.